At Link Humans, we've spoken to countless HR leaders from around the world, all trying to measure employer brand. The Employer Brand Index is used by GE and Unilever on a quarterly basis to uncover and measure their reputation as an employer, with a final score they can track over time to see how things are changing. We look at what candidates, employees, and alumni say about your organization in an employment context. If you're looking to research your employer reputation, or if you're developing an EVP, this would be the perfect time to create your Employer Brand Index baseline. You'll get a full report of insights and recommendations that you can use to improve your employer brand over time. Head over to employerbrandindex.co and start measuring.
Hey, Sanservason, it's Jorgen Sandberg here, yes, with the Employer Branding Podcast by Link Humans, London's Employer Branding Agency. Today, we're turning to the world of EdTech, and what it takes to lay the foundation of an award-winning culture when you're going through hypergrowth. Let's start the show. Hey, Sue, how are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you this, I guess, evening for you, morning for me?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. And please let our listeners know who you are and what you do and what brings you on this podcast.
Sure. I'm Sue Olson. I'm VP of People at Course Hero. And VP of People encompasses both the people ops, recruiting, and workplace engagement. We're in Redwood City, California. We have about 150 employees right now. We're in the ed tech space, and we're disrupting education. And I'm on the podcast because I thought it would be exciting to share how you promote a healthy culture and brand when you're in growth, as we are. And I would say we're an unknown gem in Silicon Valley, and we really are driving to become that known gem.
Okay, great. So Course Hero, and Would it be right to assume that your competitors are the likes of like Udemy, and is it Coursera is another one?
But I would not consider them our competitors. They are doing full courses and certification. What we actually do is we provide content for students who, a word that we use in our company is unstuck. So for example, if you have if there's a student or if you have a child in college in the US, they can go on our website, put in the college that they're in, the course that they're taking, and they'll see if there are relevant materials to help them, assessment materials to help them get unstuck for their homework or their problem sets or perhaps preparing for a quiz or a test. So that's one piece of our business. And then we also have educators that come onto our site, and they are now providing course materials or curriculum and building their community to talk to other educators. And additionally, we have tutors on our site. Those are vendor tutors. They're not our employees, but they will help, again, a student can send homework that they're stuck on, and a tutor will help them work through that problem. So right. I would say that, you know, that is where we are as far as I'm probably the best, and we don't necessarily compete, but it would be a like Khan Academy that helps students.
All right, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, great. And you're in Redwood City, and we have a client there, and I know that the competition for tech talent is very fierce. And I know you guys have a very strong focus on culture. So tell me, how do you strike a balance between building a healthy culture that really keeps employees happy and making sure that the company can also continue to strive for its business goals?
Sure. I joined last April, so I haven't even been here for a year yet. And one thing that really struck me when I joined was the company had the values on the website, which when I came in, I really wanted to test that because we often, I think, especially as people leaders, You can do a lot of external facing things, but the most important thing is, do you have that sense when you walk in as a candidate that we are really living and breathing those values? So what I did during my interview is I really thought of myself as through the lens of an anthropologist. Mm-hmm. And as I was going through the process, I wanted to observe and see if this was a society that I wanted to be a part of. And I was super intentional about that. And I would say in all of the companies that I interviewed with, Course Hero just had this special feeling when I came, people were just really had great personalities, temperaments, and their conversations were really aligned with the mission of the organization. And that was coming out naturally. And so one of the co-founders, Andrew Grauer, started this when he was at Cornell as a student. And he was very intentional back at that time. He didn't codify the values, but he definitely selected people based on how he wanted to treat customers and his people. And that has continued to be a thread through the organization until now. So now as we're growing, we have actually redid our values. And I would say one of the biggest things that we did in 2018 was reduced our values to 5 and then put very deliberate behaviors behind those values. And now we're anchoring all our programs to those values and behaviors. For example, we have a part of our interview is a values interview. And the folks that do that are trained on that interview within Course Hero. And when we have a program called our Quarterly Heroes, where employees are nominated. And in order to nominate someone, you have to use a minimum of 2 values and express what behaviors they're showing. And we do that with our promotions, with our career development. We're growing and developing what I call the muscles in the organization to have very frank but good conversations. So we anchor much of our, I would say, our behaviors in the workplace with Radical Candor, the book by Kim Scott. Another book that we use is The Advantage by Patrick Lencioni. And the last one, Good Authority by Jonathan Raymond. So those are 3 books that are available. We give them to all of our people managers, and they're available to all our employees as well. We're very open about what we are using as principles to keep our culture growing and our and healthy within the organization.
Great. Okay, so you defined these values last year. So could you just give us a quick run through of the 5 and also perhaps some behaviors around them?
Sure. We're customer focused. So we prioritize our customers, both current and future. We are also collaborative. So that means we're working together with empathy and respect for each other. And the next one is responsible. We say we think like an owner. We act independently to be high impact. But again, with all of these, we also are a data-driven company. So we expect data when we are using our values. We're gritty. We get grit done, as we would say. So we don't let setbacks discourage us. You know, we really push through. And we're always learning and bringing, making sure we're learning and having a growth mindset, learning both personally for ourselves and also learning about others around us so that we do then instill a collaborative workplace.
Great. So when you're in a growing company, like a startup or a scale up, you have less than 200 employees. Do you, I'm interested in knowing that, what sort of concept do you use? Do you talk about employer brand, or is it more about culture? What labels do you put on this, and what do you think is going to happen in this
sure.
year?
Sure. I would say yes. And I would say, yes, we talk about culture, and we're now talking about our talent brand or our cultural brand. So in 2018, we were much more intentional about building our continuing to build our culture in an organic way, making sure we have the operational practices in place. And as we turn the corner into 2019 and we have high growth numbers to hit on, we are very intentional about having a budget to put some weight behind the actual brand so that we're more external facing this year. I think that's the gap that we saw is we are not as well known in Silicon Valley and other places that we would like to be. Our brand is from a consumer perspective. That's why we're profitable and growing. Our consumers are using us, but the talent brand, I would say, needs to be surfaced this year with some real intentional strategy and budget that's been approved.
All right, let's look into the strategy. What's going to happen in 2019, and how will this talent brand, how will it be activated? What's the plan?
Sure. The first thing on our roadmap for Q1 is we're working, collaborating with the marketing team, and we're building a cultural brand video. And we'll use that both on our About Us page. Last year, we refreshed our About Us page, so it looks very relevant about who we are. And then what we're going to do is splice that video into small little snippets so that we can use that on other social media channels. So it won't be the 2 minute, it will be shorter than that for that attention span. And you know, we'll just really begin to surface that on our LinkedIn page, our Glassdoor page. And again, as hiring managers are reaching out, we've found that if they put that in their notes out to potential candidates, candidates are actually clicking into that and enjoying seeing the voice and the hiring manager. Last year, we did that with just really quick impromptu videos in the organization, and we saw a lift. So we want to do it with more intentional videos with the input of the marketing team.
Nice. And I know you also do some surveys. You use CultureAmp. And what are some of the insights you get from that, and how do you action those?
Sure. With CultureAmp, we pulse our organization twice a year. And what we're doing on that is really indexing for our current employees that are here and making sure that we're retaining them. And so we have once we pulse the organization, we're also a very transparent culture. So at our all hands, we share out to the organization what our overall score was. And then we bubble up what were the two activities that the corporation should really double down on. And so everyone knows what the leadership is working on. And then we additionally go to each functional area and then share with those groups and get their input and buy-in on areas within their own team that they might want to focus on so that they have more engagement within their own team. So for example, the last time we pulsed the organization was in September, and the two areas of focus that the leadership team decided on was our total rewards. We have room to improve there. So we've put a lot of work there, and we're going to be sharing with the organization later in February the changes that we've made. And it also came out that employees didn't feel like we were doing enough in social responsibility, social connection within our communities, and perhaps even in the nation and global. So what we did before the end of the year is we introduced a new benefit where employees can give back to the local community and up to 8 hours a quarter as long as they have manager approval. And then we also have started a committee, and we have an onboarding for all new employees. And part of our onboarding process now is going out to a local school in Redwood City and giving 2 hours of time to that school. So any new person coming in is starting to see that we're very intentional about giving back to our local communities. And in the second half of 2019, we plan to broaden it more. We just wanted to get some traction of ours giving back to our community.
Yeah, nice. Okay, and what sort of metrics do you use to measure your return on these sort of programs?
Sure. The metrics that I use as a leader back out to the organization and also to the executive team is we measure our growth. We have specific numbers that we want to hit for the organization on employees coming in. And so constantly showing that, how many hires we've had, and And that's where I guess the talent brand really comes into place, because we're on an aggressive hiring plan this year. So we have to get the good news out to people in the area. The second one is our employee engagement, and we use the metric that Culture Amp gives for a company size, our size, and in technology. 71% or greater is what we're measuring ourselves on. So we're constantly looking for our number to go up and to the right. And then lastly, we look at retention for the organization. We don't focus on attrition. We really want to focus on the folks, the cohort that is here at Course Hero, and solving for that so that they continually stay engaged and want to be here and want to be a mouthpiece for our organization.
Fantastic. So to sum up, how do you go about, if someone wants to emulate your success there, how do you go about laying the foundations for an award-winning culture?
Sure. I think one of the best things that people can do is really make sure that they are pulsing the organization. And then when they're pulsing the organization, they're listening to what's surfacing. And sometimes you might not be able to solve everything, but at least be intentional about it. So I think that is where, and we do a lot of work in that area. So people, again, tying it back to our intentions in the business, we intend to be collaborative. We intend to be transparent, and also to have radical candor, which means, you know, people can trust you to come forward with their feedback. And so if you're doing that, you definitely have to show how you're making a difference with the feedback that employees are giving you. And I would say with our engagement survey and our benefits surveys, it sounds so simple, but it takes a tremendous amount of rigor and rigor and alignment at the leadership level that this is valuable to spend time on. And we have that in this at Course Hero, which is super exciting. Secondly, I would say, the other would be, we've done a lot of organic things to make sure that, again, when people come on site, I would say we present really well. And I think that is because people see we are warm and engaging. And again, it's because people want to work here, and it shows because we are very authentic. And that starts at the top. That starts with our two co-founders, Gregor and Andrew, that have that expectation of themselves, the leadership, and then it begins to cascade down throughout the whole organization. And then, you know, we because there is extreme engagement here, you know, people are pushing their own brand out on LinkedIn or are going onto our Glassdoor site and writing great reviews about their experience here. And that's very authentic. And so it's nice when when leadership walks the talk, you see the efforts that other people put forth for the company that they're working for. I hope that answered what you were asking.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just thinking now in terms of product. I think Gregory and Andrew, and perhaps yourself, Sue, you should put together one of these courses on your platform about building an award-winning culture. How about that?
Yeah, we're thinking about that. That's an awesome segue. We're starting to do that as we speak in 2019, which is really fun. We realize we want to put some of our own content on our platform. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. And then you got the book and the speaking tour. You guys will be busy.
Yes.
Then you'll be on lots of podcasts. Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you so much for your time today, Sue. And where can our listeners find out more about Course Hero, and where can they connect with yourself?
Sure. They can definitely go to coursehero.com. And for me, connecting with me, they can connect with me via LinkedIn. I always accept invitations, and my personal email or my Course Hero email is sue.olson@coursehero.com. And again, I'm very intentional about reaching back to people. I firmly believe one of my personal, I guess, brands would be the importance of networking and building strong and healthy relationships now and in the future.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your time. Really had a fun time.
Okay, there you have it, folks. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast at employerbrandingpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, other places, wherever you find your podcasts. And I'd like to ask you as well, how do you understand your company's reputation as an employer? Our approach is actually called the Employer Brand Index. Yes, that means we uncover everything being said about your company in the context of employment. We analyze this and deliver an insightful and actionable report with a final score. And we can also add your talent competitors to make it very, very interesting. And the findings from the Employer Brand Index sometimes validate the perception that employer brand leaders have of their organization. And sometimes there are surprises, both good and bad. So it's about fixing the problems and celebrate the successes there. And of course, to me, having a great employer brand means that you have to offer a great candidate experience, employee experience, as well as an alumni experience. It all comes together and forms your brand. So once you use these insights to take action, you will hopefully change the status quo and be able to move the needle on the brand. So I'll get off my soapbox now. If this sounds useful at all to you, feel free to ping me at jorgen@linkhumans.com or check out employerbrandindex.co. And if not, well, then I hope you enjoy the podcast anyway, in spite of the ad breaks. Okay, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and look forward to catching up next time. Hey, no!
Knock, knock.
Oh, who's that?
Orange.
Orange who?
Knock, knock.
Who's that?
Orange.
Orange who?
Knock, knock.
What? Who's that?
Banana.
Banana who?
I think I'm supposed to say, aren't you glad I didn't say, oops, I said it the wrong way.